Well, good morning, folks. We're back. Tom Anderson Show, KVNT in the Valley, your town hall news source, and in Anchorage, KON, your Fox News source, and online at TomAndersonShow.com. Welcome back. Thanks again to former U.S. Secret Service agent Jared Dellum, our first hour of the program at 6 a.m., talking about 9/11, 14 years ago, of course. Poignant day, thoughtful, contemplative day. Remember, don't forget, be proud to be an American. Second hour, we've had Jonathan Greenberg on talking about the Iranian protest in Washington, D.C. Now we're going to change gears. We're going to look at environment, and we're going to talk with someone who really advocates for protection of the environment with the Wilderness Society, our Alaska chapter, Nicole Whittington. Now, Nicole, are there 50 chapters of the Wilderness Society in America?
There aren't 50 chapters, but we do have regional offices throughout the nation.
Gotcha. Okay. And you're stationed here in Alaska?
Yes. I actually live in Palmer and work out of Anchorage.
So you're right here. Awesome. In the valley. So you're right in our broadcast area. Well, I know you only have this segment, so first, real quick, let's talk about what the Wilderness Society, I mean, I get it, but for the public who maybe have not heard of you that are listening, what your advocacy is all about, and then we'll talk about ANWR and your protection efforts there.
Sure. The Wilderness Society is a national nonprofit conservation organization, and we work to protect lands that have high ecological value and also recreational value. And we recently published a report called Too Wild to Drill, and this report features a number of places throughout the nation that we think should be left free of development, industrial development. And they include Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Colorado's Thompson Divide and the Grand Junction region, Montana's Badger II Medicine, and Utah's Bears Ears and lands near Desolation Canyon.
And
now, in Alaska,
Well, I was just going to say, when the press release came out, they reached out talking about Montana, talking about Colorado and Utah, and sprinkled in the Alaska ANWR, which many people know. But these are some serious. If someone really looks at the ramifications, especially if something went afoul, particularly when it comes to mining in the aforementioned states, it's pretty serious, isn't it, for ecosystems that I don't think people grasp when there's a problem. I mean, if everything's done responsibly, I suppose there wouldn't be, but I think your contention is often it's not responsible, or even if it's not handmade by design, something happens and ecosystems perish.
Yes. What I wanted to say was that in Alaska, we work primarily in the Arctic, and so the lands that we are dealing with are the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the Western Arctic National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and then offshore, of course, the Arctic Ocean. But there are definite, you know, indications that from our perspective, there are just some places that should be left free of industrial development.
When it comes to ANWR itself, you've probably heard arguments from all sides, and one of them that I often cite, not as an argument but as a point, as a delineator, is that should ANWR be pursued and should there be exploration and drilling there, the imprint from the resource development industry would be comparable to the currency, a quarter, or when you think of U.S. postage, a stamp on a football field. And do you guys recognize that descriptor, or do you say, no, it's much larger in impact?
Yeah, we disagree that it would be a small footprint. That argument is based actually on where infrastructure touches the ground and not on the full picture of the infrastructure. So in other words, if you have a pipeline and it only, you know, has structures to hold it up that actually touch the ground spaced every, say, I don't know, 100 yards or whatever, the pipeline itself wouldn't be considered in that small footprint. And we actually have done sort of designs of what the impact could look like based on the description of that small imprint, and it could be spread throughout the entire, 1.5 million acre coastal plain. So we do not think that the impact would just be limited to a very small place.
I'm sure that folks, when you engage, you personally or the Wilderness Society, when you engage with people, I'm positive someone at one time or another says, well, if you don't want mining, if you don't want oil and petroleum and gas, how do you expect to fly or drive? You probably own a car. You probably have, you wear clothes and have a watch and have a smartphone. And all those things come from mineral development and mining and exploration. Is the view that it's not that you're against resource development, you're just against it in the places that you're designating, or is it a broader philosophy?
No, you've got that exactly right. We believe that there is room for both energy development and conservation on our public land. And this report highlights is that there are some areas that the Wilderness Society believes are just too special to drill.
In Alaska, you have the Wilderness Society, and I know there are some other groups. I've heard of you. I haven't heard negative of you. And there are some advocacies on both sides that I've heard negative. There's some hardcore resource development that would just, thank God they're not at the helm, because they would just, and I don't mean companies as much as advocacies, that are just blindly drill, drill, drill. And it's like, wait a minute, thank God you don't live in South America or the rainforest would be gone. Then there's the other side, the kind of the Greenpeace types that say, hey, we're not just going to protest, we're going to ram into a ship. I don't like whaling either, but I mean, we're going to do it maybe in unorthodox and abusive ways. Both sides, there's always, just like in politics, there's hard left and right that I don't think we want to emulate. And then there's the middle ground, which I'd like to think you guys follow. Do you think that you're making an impact, and do you think that, not just coming on a radio show, but your website, and which I want to remind people how to check out, do you think that's making an impact nationally with your message?
I think we've had tremendous gains with our work, certainly over the last, 10 years and many more. We originally started in 1935, and, for example, we worked very hard to not only establish the Arctic Refuge, but also advocate for a vision of wilderness for the Arctic Refuge. And in January of this year, the Obama administration recommended wilderness for the remaining portions that are not currently designated wilderness in the Arctic Refuge. That includes the coastal plain. And, of course, that's a very controversial issue, and we were successful in arguing that it is such a special place for, hundreds of thousands of migratory birds, and one of the largest caribou herds in Alaska, also one of the most important onshore denning areas for polar bears. It is a place that should be protected. And the Obama administration recognized that. So we do feel that we are making a lot of gains.
I talked to someone a while back who was on your side in your camp regarding ANWR and its protection, and they said, hey, if you don't think that there is merit in this argument, go look at the history, and whether it be Arctic Power or U.S. Senator Ted Stevens or U.S. Senator Frank Murkowski, Don Young, all the people that have waxed eloquent about its opening, many governors, many state legislators, me included when I was in office. My friend said, just look at how many times when it was a Republican Congress and a Republican president that ANWR was not open to development, even if it's purported to be responsible development. And they said basically that's a signal. And, you could look at the Iranian deal or Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the contract with America under Newt Gingrich. You've followed the processes enough over the last 20, 25 years. Things have come and gone. But my friend basically said ANWR is special because of that. Do you agree? Do you agree that, the proof is in the pudding, that they just can't access it because the majority of Americans don't want to?
I think that people have recognized that the majority of Americans believe this place is just too special to drill. And, you know, we, of course, have played a role in getting the public to understand that. And we're thrilled, you know, that this administration recognizes that. Yeah.
I don't know if I agree 100% with you, Nicole, but I think that you're thoughtful with it, and I think the Wilderness Society has a message, and if people want to check it out, they can go to wilderness.org. Nicole, I know you got a scram. Thanks for your time this morning. Happy weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You take care.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. It's been a pleasure. Tom Anderson Show. We're coming back. Good morning, Alaska.